From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A rift on President-elect Donald Trump's transition team over who will serve as his Secretary of State has gone public, leaving open the future national security role until differences can be resolved. Rival groups within the president-elect's transition team are divided between 2012 Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. In a Twitter post Thursday, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway expressed the sentiments of the faction opposed to Romney. Conway said she'd received a deluge of concern from people who question Romney's loyalty. Those opposed to Giuliani as Secretary of State contend his extensive business relationships with foreign interests would likely lead to a messy Senate confirmation fight. They also question whether the 72-year-old has the stamina to meet the demands of international travel the job requires. Turkey's president has threatened to break off the migrant deal it struck in March with the EU and to allow refugees to cross into Europe. It follows a largely symbolic vote by the EU Parliament Thursday to freeze membership negotiations with Ankara. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reacted with trademark anger Friday to the vote by the EU Parliament.
Bana bak, eğer daha ileri giderseniz bu sınır kapıları da açılır, bunu da bilin.
He warned that if it goes any further, Turkey's border gates will be opened, calling the EU vote an empty threat. Analysts say Ankara believes it holds a trump card in threatening to break off the deal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say at least five people were killed and 27 others wounded in a series of explosions Friday in the eastern Afghan province of Nangarhar. Local officials told VOA the explosions were from improvised explosive devices. They said two police officers and some children were among the casualties in Jalalabad, the provincial capital. Provincial government spokesman Atatullah Kogyani said Nangarhar Governor Gulab Mangal has promised to take the issue seriously and launch an investigation. Kogyani said the governor has warned local security officials that if similar incidents happen again in their areas of jurisdiction, they will be relieved of their duties based on a decree issued by President Ashraf Ghani. The United Nations says life-saving aid is getting to tens of thousands of Syrian refugees stranded on Syria's side of the border with Jordan. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Jordan closed its border to Syrian refugees fleeing their war-torn country in June after seven Jordanian soldiers reportedly were killed by Islamic State militants. Since then, Jordan has allowed only one delivery of aid, and that was back in August to the tens of thousands of refugees trapped at the border. On Tuesday, Jordanian authorities announced the resumption of aid to some 85,000 people, half of them children, stuck in squalid conditions on the remote barren strip of no man's land. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 43 people died Friday in a train collision in Iran's north-central province of Samnan. More than 100 others were taken to hospitals after the crash. Iranian state television showed footage of four derailed carriages with two of them on fire. Rescue teams were working near the burning carriages. The accident happened on the main line between the capital Tehran and second city Mashhad when a passenger train in motion hit an express train that had stopped at a station because of mechanical problems. The provincial governor told state TV that the number of casualties is likely to rise and that cold weather may have been a factor in the crash. Former U.S. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein has now raised the necessary $5 million to fund a vote recount in three swing states won by Donald Trump this month. That's according to a statement on her website. A post on the website called the voting machines used in Wisconsin highly vulnerable to hacking and malicious programming, and said the machines lacked any security features. Stein, however, stands to gain little from a recount, having won around 1% of the vote. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.